That's a lot. I'm not producing shit.
That's true. Just move that chair back so it's out of the... there we go. We're just finally getting our shit together.
Yeah, no, yeah. Let me just move this mic so it actually points at me. Should have thought of that in all of that time.
What's going on, everybody?
So I had come here prepared to make a joke about how I watched Sallow instead of Santo, just to kind of be funny. Yeah. But now I really wish that I had.
It might have been easier to watch.
Well, I mean, titties, you know?
Yeah. But poop eating. Anyway.
yeah. Well, you win some, you lose some?
We appear to have lost the double view on the, I don't know if that means we're still sending out video on,
fuck it. Don't ask questions.
Instagram. Yeah. Anyway, we're just going to keep going. What's up, everybody? It's Monday night. It is 7:45. Arthur is, filling in for Nick this evening, who could not be here. I had an excuse picked out and I forgot what the fuck it was.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I like my long running being in.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, we watched a fucking movie this week. We watched Santo y Blue Demon contra Los Monstruos. A weird fucking 90-minute Power Rangers episode, basically.
Yeah.
Well, Mexican Power Rangers.
There's a full Power Rangers episode in there, but there's also just like random mucho libre fighting.
Like
the first
fights.
20 minutes is just a ladies mucho libre or whatever fighting thing, and that's why I made that joke at the beginning there. Santo y Blue Demon versus Gordos Labios, because I swear to Christ. I swear to Christ, he says it at some point when...
Probably. Oh, I'm sure Santo has roughed up a few Gordos Labios after some matches.
Oh, God. But...
I'm not going to lie. I was really into this for like 30 or 40 minutes.
I was not. Maybe 20 yeah. minutes.
If this was like the episode of like an episode length of a Power Rangers episode, you know,
they could have done it.
Stumbling, yeah. I think it would have been entertaining.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that they had to stretch it out to 90 minutes. I can only see so many like improv lucha fights.
Is it playing and nothing is happening? Or?
Oh, I just never hit play. I'm an idiot.
No, you did.
No, I think. Oh, no. Oh. No, I just didn't hit play.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't
matter. It's only 82 minutes long, would be fine.
Yeah. I don't think we're making it 82 minutes on Santo. I really like, I was kind of into this. I'm like, this is fucking cool. Like, I just want like Mexican wrestlers and everything.
I just like, I see the trope of old Mexican wrestlers that do movies in other things.
Yeah.
But I've never actually watched one of their movies.
Same here.
I feel like maybe I could get into it. But I'd have to get into the wrestlers first, you know?
I mean, like, it's so goofy and campy. I mean, like, he's fighting the most, like, Dollar General roundup of fucking monsters. Like, it's hilariously, like, you know, just the mummy, which is just literally an old guy wrapped up in gauze.
Yeah.
Like, no makeup, just an old dude. You have a Cyclops, because I'm pretty sure... The creature from the Black Lagoon is the only one of these creatures who isn't fucking public domain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have Frankenstein.
Yeah. Or is it Kestein? Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yeah.
El Hombre Lobo.
Yeah, which is just a black dude with a beard and fangs.
Yeah.
And then, like, I called this, like, they have the vampire. As soon as I saw the woman they showed after that, I'm like... They're not even going to give her a name. I'm like, it's just going to be the woman vampire.
Yeah.
Sure enough, as shit,
it is.
El Vampiro Mujer.
Mujer.
Yeah, that's what El Mujer Vampiro. The woman vampire.
Not complaining. I mean, could have used a little bit more of her on the screen.
TJ, what's up?
Oh, wow. Oh. Sorry, now I realize.
Oh, we gotta hydrate too. Shit.
Oh, shit.
I missed that.
So, like, we usually have someone to push a button. Mm.
Yeah, it's you.
I ain't doing shit.
Just realized I'm not even on our own fucking... There we go. Much better. Yeah, this was an experience, man. I was into the absurdity of it all. Like,
right.
You know, they have a little dwarf, like, scientist.
I know!
Awesome, yes!
It's, all the pieces are there for me to really enjoy this. It's a piece of shit, but fun to watch.
But I think once we start dragging it out, it's just like, oh, God, all right, wrap it up. Fucking come on.
Yeah.
You know? There is no reason for this to be 90 minutes at all.
Oh, here's the Gordos Labios.
Yeah. I mean, how absurd is it that Santo literally gets into a sanctioned wrestling match with the vampire at one point in this movie?
It's just so stupid. But see, that's where I think they could win it back if they stayed stupid.
Yeah. Just lean into the absurd. I mean, like, I don't think they had a choice but to lean into the absurdity. But just maybe a little bit more on story. Like, a little bit more. Like, any story.
Very loose. Very loose. Well, that's why when I was looking it up and I saw there was ones where it's just versus Dracula and the Wolfman. Okay, there's more time for a story because there's less people to fight.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that might be a better film.
But those are also after this movie.
Film.
hey, Nick's in the chat. Yeah, they were like a big... There's a whole shitload of the movies. The director directed, I think, probably most of, if not all of them. Or no, definitely not, because Santo is in like 50-something movies, and I think the director only did like 17 movies. There's no reason for this to be 90 minutes. Every woman I've ever been to bed with. Yeah. But yeah, no, like, I was all gung-ho, like, this is fucking awesome. And then once I hit, like, 40 minutes, I was like, I need this to end now.
See, I didn't like the first 20 minutes where it's just watching the lady wrestlers go at it.
Yeah.
Just because it's got nothing to do with the rest of the movie, really, at all.
No. Oh, not at all.
What is the point of this setup? Also, she's tapping out when she looks like she's about to have the best night of her life. That lady is about to go to town on that buffet.
Oh, that whole fucking ring is gonna smell like low tide on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Oh, God.
Santo, the choice of Sophie was a great one.
Santo's choice.
Now I want to see that movie.
Yeah, one pile driver, and it was Santo's choice. She didn't. Sophie had no chance.
Holding Santo hostage, like, making him, you know, choose which one of his luchador masked children must be killed.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh man, this got dark.
Yeah. Well, Sophie's choice has been coming up a lot lately.
Yeah.
TJ.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we have the blue demon who's just Santo in a blue mask.
Okay, so why is it blue demon and not like Azure,
Demonio, yeah, Azul? Yeah, I don't
Demonio
know.
Demonio Azul, yeah. Why is it just blue demon in quotes, by the way? Blue demon, Santo, just Santo, blue demon is in quotes.
I loved hearing like some of the like. Yeah, like some of the, because this movie's all in Spanish, but then you'll hear like a normal name, not a normal name, Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's
the most racist thing of Puerto Rico.
Wow. Well,
technically, no, that is way not the most racist thing a Puerto Rican's ever
yeah,
said.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you'll hear like, you know, blah, 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 Bruno Halder, blah, 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 like fucking. Oh, this show is going off the fucking rails.
Oh, Xanadu, you fuck.
That'll be next week's show. That's a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, between War of the Gargantuas and Xanadu. That's not a choice. That's, you know what to do in that scenario.
We're watching War of the
Walking
Gargantuas.
Walking into traffic.
Yeah. I like War of the Gargantuas. I'll fucking say it.
I did not watch it because I didn't have to.
Oh. This is not a good movie. Is fucking...
I take it back. There's a little bit of Blue Demon fighting here. They bring in the Mandingo and... Blue Demon, what?
I'm just laughing.
And whatever, like, Latino Lou Ferrigno there.
Yeah. What was his name? Garza? The one guy's name is El Arabe, and the other guy's name is Garza. So like, you just keep seeing, like, Arab and Gaza almost every now and again. Yeah,
yes.
I am a man of taste. Be it horrible, but it is taste.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the women fighters were way better.
Yeah. Like,
they way more believable.
Doing way more cooler flips and stuff.
Yeah. He just, like, just, what is that, jump horse?
Oh, like a leapfrog.
Leapfrog, yeah. He leapfrogged over that guy, and that's it. What a cool move.
I could somehow do with more yet less wrestling scenes in this movie.
One or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other. I don't care which it is.
Or, like, dump a little quality into some of them.
Right, yeah. Oh, I think
He was Demonio Azul. Until he sold out for the man in the 50s.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense then, why he's Blue Demon in quotes.
Yeah. Plays, to the Midwestern states better.
Pulls better in Texas with that name.
Yeah, exactly. I do feel like we were watching an extended episode of the Days and Nights of Monsignor Martinez from from King of the Hill.
Oh my god.
he did wrestle in the NWA. I thought you were just joking. Okay.
The rapper. I hope so. God, I hope so.
Now that's a movie I want to see.
Yes.
Demonio Azul versus NWA. Contra NWA.
NWA contra NWA.
I think you mean a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Basically, any scene involving an automobile could have just been cut from this. I don't care.
Yeah.
They're long. They're slow.
Yeah, there is like the one scene with Santo and his girlfriend.
Just like driving
around
the coast, you know.
Yeah.
Like, doo-da, what a beautiful day.
And they do get into like a kind of a car chase with the monsters, which...
I don't need that. If this was a gangster heist movie or something, yes. I want you to punch a monster. Oh, yeah, fair, TJ, fair.
If they had just played the... oh, God.
The little guy.
Yeah, and then like the green henchman. The one guy looks like Joey Coco Diaz.
These men all look fake.
But I was into the ridiculousness of it all. Like, sure, why not? Green henchman, green zombie henchman. Absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah, I was all about it. Go for it. I don't know. I just feel like they should have sped through some of this to get more fighting on screen.
Yeah.
And put a little bit more money into the fight, more direction into the fight. Often, whether he's fighting a monster or people, they're just, flip over your shoulder. One punch to the gut.
Yeah. Like body slam.
Yeah. You know?
We didn't even get like a cool suplex or anything.
Yeah. I want to see someone throw the midget.
This is Mexico in the 50s. There are no rules anywhere. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I think there is a rule, and it's if there's a midget, you throw him.
You'd be doing all kinds of sick moves that you couldn't get away with today.
Sorry, like, little person.
Yeah.
Whatever the...
Dropped a hard M, man. Wow.
See, this looks so stupid.
Like I said, I was here for all of this until it got past like the 40-minute mark, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's just, I've invested so much time and I have to watch this, but
yeah,
I'm not really liking it anymore.
It's like eating a gigantic like ice cream sundae. Like, yeah, it's going to be good, but you're going to get to the point where you're fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
And you can't finish the rest of it because, like, it's going to melt.
Right.
Or if you do, you're just going to get sick, like, you know?
Do you think they showed this to Dean Cain?
Quite frankly, I'm ready to sign up now after this.
I mean, this could drum up numbers.
You got to pump up those numbers. Oh, man.
God.
I wanted this to be so much fun. I really, really did.
The scene is unnecessarily long. It's not even long. It's just, you know, I don't need to see them talking in the office.
Now they're, like, again, if the Munsters theme song was playing every time, like, these guys were going right? somewhere. Like,
just riding around in a cart with torches in the daytime. Like, did you not want to film at night, or?
Well, there are scenes in this where, like, it just goes from day to night randomly.
Yes, so, like, why are we watching this where it's not even dark out and they just got these bright torches for no reason?
Yeah, zombies in the middle of the day. And then, like, the Cyclops monster was seriously...
That makeup.
Straight out of, like, a Sid and Marty Krofft cartoon. Like,
God.
Are we frozen? Or am I just fucking...
No, I see us moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, on there I see us moving. I didn't...
There we go.
Oh, yeah, we're moving on mine.
Hey,
it's just you.
Yeah.
MST3K do a Santo movie where they... When they went to Netflix. I don't know.
I think so. I think it was, like, one of the Jonah Ray seasons. I'm pretty sure.
From the Netflix seasons?
Yeah.
I could believe it.
Ooh, Jesus.
My hot take is I do love MST3K, but Riff Trax is better because they don't only watch bad movies.
Yeah, they do have a better variety, like more entertaining.
You
want to
watch
movies.
Lord of the Rings, you can watch. You want to watch Star Wars, you watch Star Wars. Harry Potter, watch Harry Potter. You know, because sometimes there's funny stuff to be said about good movies.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Hydrate. That's because I let loose that nasty burp.
It was pretty atrocious.
I've eaten a lot of garlic in the past day and a half.
I know.
Yeah. It's not going to be pleasant. Goddamn farmers markets.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Garlic pickles, pickled garlic. Oh. Anyway.
Every version of that, you know.
All right. The makeup, I mean, like.
The hunchback back.
It's everything is just so fucking bad, but it was enjoyable up to a point. Once it got to be too much, it was just like, all right. If they could have, like, super shortened this down, I'd be totally fucking sitting here telling you how much I love this movie.
Chris needs to go to Garlic Fest. I doubt it.
Oh.
Do you think that hump is natural, or that they just wanted him to look more like a traditional Igor?
I'm pretty sure that's fake. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, it moves a couple. And then what's this guy?
The brain thing?
The brain troll? Yeah.
I don't know. Because like it's never explained.
He looks like the priest at the end of Beetlejuice.
Yes. Oh, Blue Demon.
Oh, man.
I just don't care.
Like, this is so ridiculous.
But I think, again, yeah, it could have been enjoyable. Also, this set is definitely out of Star Trek. They borrowed this off of the original series.
I could definitely see that.
Absolutely have seen that scene.
Batman 66.
Yeah.
Part of the Batcave.
That lab. Kirk definitely had sex with a green-skinned woman in that laboratory.
In that tube.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, like, there's not much to really talk about. Brain troll.
That might have made it more interesting if I was...
Yeah, I mean, like, he's going to be, you know, Santo is going to be, like, recommended, you know, by the AMA now, thanks to, like, you know, RFK. All right, I think we can move on to some ratings, because, like I said, there's really, like, what the fuck can you say? Like, it's a low-budget 60s Mexican movie, like...
Yeah, specifically Lucha Libre
yeah.
movie. I don't know what other cinema they had. but like I don't want to tarnish what they might have done.
I also love that just like they're always wearing those masks.
They never take them off.
Like, they're at the dinner. He's got the mask. Like I wanted a scene where like
I wanted a sex scene so bad.
Like I didn't go there, quite frankly, but. You know, like a post-dinner scene where like Santo's got like the napkin tucked into his shirt. He's got like spaghetti sauce all over the mask and like his fucking
napkin. Spaghetti sauce?
Hey, let me have my fucking hilarious fantasy, right?
What? What could it be like enchilada sauce or
because
something?
I'm not racist. Maybe Santo looks a good
Mexican.
Italian.
I'm in not- Mexico in the 60s. How many Italian restaurants are there?
A surprising amount.
I'm curious.
Fuck, now I have to look up
how many Italian restaurants were
there
in Mexico.
Yeah, were there a lot of Mexican restaurants? Were there a lot of
Italian? Hold on. Yes, I can answer that one. By default, the answer is yes.
Oh dear Lord, come on AI. I did it again. Italian restaurants
in 1960s Mexico.
France in 1960s Mexico. This is entertainment, folks.
I mean, I do want to know the answer, though.
Yeah, I can't let this go.
It's important.
No, there were not a lot of Italian restaurants in Mexico in the 60s. Italian cuisine was considered an ethnic or international dish and was not as widespread or familiar as it is today. A small number of Italian immigrants immigrated to Mexico during the late 19th or 20th centuries. Yeah. I still am willing to believe that Santo is eating spaghetti.
I mean,
meatballs.
That actually just makes it funnier.
Yeah, and looks like a looks like a four-year-old with just like spaghetti everywhere.
It
like,
makes it funnier because everybody in the restaurant's looking at him like, what are you eating? What is that?
It is spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Get the acne going on under those masks.
They don't wash those, you know. They can't afford to have them shrinking.
He actually has to shave the mask because like the stubble's just growing grown through. Yeah. Oh man. All right, let's do some ratings.
Ugh.
As shitty like as just goofy and I found value in this just in the ridiculousness of it. Like in the lighthearted just this is so off the wall goofy. And who doesn't love luchadors? Like, you know, fuck it. Although I'm not going to put it above the line of rewatchability.
Okay, thank God.
For sure. Yeah. It but if you had asked me like after the first 30-35 minutes of this, I'd be like, this is an 8.
Yeah.
No, but this is straight up like I'm gonna say a 4. 3.5 is more like it. I'll put it slightly above the stuff. I would watch this before I watch Deathbed again for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I'd say 3.5. I was hovering around a 4. But the more I'm watching and picking apart things, the more I'm realizing, no, absolutely not. Maybe if we were invested in these characters because we'd watched other stuff with them, I'd be more entertained by this. And that's, you know, you don't go into Avengers Endgame, you know, having not watched any of the other movies.
Yeah, not being familiar with at
You're
least
just
any
gonna
of the characters.
Not care.
Yeah, like I was aware of the character of Santo, but I'd never seen these movies.
Right.
So if I had that, like, nostalgia, you know, hit of, like, oh, I watched this when I was a kid, like on Saturday afternoons. Like,
right.
Yeah.
That would add some value.
Yeah. If I had seen this when I was a kid, I'd be fucking crazy for this. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah. Stupid fun.
Yeah. I'm Jose Everett Thunder Everett Pina Trollante. Oh, I love it. Yo me gusta. All right. Let us try to move on to the trivia.
Oh, you're going to love this. So,
hold on. We have a segment.
I know.
Not to bother you with trivia.
I used to think they were kind of trivia.
Let's go ahead and pull up that trivia. This is very important. Carry the 2, add 7. It says here that Santo is actually not Mexican. It's Greek for why did I watch this? It's in the trivia.
It will be once we're done anyway.
when I'm done with it, it will be. Let's see. What else? It says here that Santo and the Blue Demon are actually a gay couple in real life.
All right. We can add that.
Yep.
All right.
Let's see. What
we're
else?
We're going to get hate mail.
I mean, for so many things.
For all of our Mexican viewers. Yeah.
God, you don't have like a distant uncle or something?
Yeah. Again, I'm not Mexican.
What? Same thing.
Anywho,
there are no trivia facts. It said, "Do you want to be the first to add trivia?" And we do.
I think we should. We do. Yeah. So, folks, what do you think the first trivia fact for this movie should be? We're going to add it right now.
Yeah. Let's toss that one out to the audience. This is only going to go great since TJ's here. You thought I was bullshitting.
Let's see. I know for a fact we're logged in, so we could definitely submit.
Oh, for sure. I'm logged into mine, too. I could also leave one from a different account.
Let's see.
I'm going to skip ahead while you're doing that and just let you know that the lowest user review with the lowest user rating with a review is 6 stars, because apparently everyone who watches this smokes a lot of crack.
Yeah, it is rated 6 on IMDb, which is insane.
There are lower ratings, just none of them with a review.
He was the man on the grassy knoll. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure the midget was the Umbrella Man on that day too.
Yes. Yeah, we could. Yeah, Waldo and Santo were the men on the grassy knoll.
Got it. Done.
Oh wait, it's in Spanish. Give me a moment. English.
That was a long name till you did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're those Mexicans and Hispanics in general are not a people of brevity when it comes to names. Storyline, did you know? All right. Oh god damn it, I thought we were signed in.
Womp womp womp. We would be on the other one, but
I'll do this under my own name. I'll take one for the team.
Like you said, I'm signed in on mine too, so I can happily leave some trivia facts. I don't know what the review process is on IMDb.
But they're going to have their hands full in a moment.
I sure do know I'm going to try. Yeah, you're trying to update the actual information, I think. As opposed to, wait, was trivia up there? I thought I saw it.
Where did I go right past it? Cast and crew, basic data, fun stuff. Trivia. We'll add one item. All right.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
After retirement from movies, Santos moved to upstate New York, where he hosts a podcast called TikTok Monsters. It's funny because it both makes you old and Mexican.
Fuck you guys.
It's all the buttons.
Santo pulled his back out. In a four-way with the Blue Demon, the Cyclops, and the Vampiro Mujer. Mujer. And the Blue Demon had to fill in for him on the last week of filming. Bet you guys didn't know that. And last week of filming.
Provide an explanation to assist in processing this submission.
Check these updates. Sure, what does that mean? Your updates are ready to submit?
Submit these updates. Oh God, I hope they say yes. Oh God, so there is a review process.
Yeah, and this is
but the, you have to assume there's not a person.
Oh yeah, we should have signed in as Nick.
this right. trivia. This is the first movie I masturbated to. Nick.
This is what happens when you skip the show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fact now. That's canon.
Yeah.
That is Nick Cannon.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, here we have one of our... This is, yeah, right before the car chase.
This is so stupid.
It's the film in the Stewarts in Vermont that he now owns.
Yes.
Yeah. Those pesos go a long way in Vermont.
God. Yeah, so reviews are also dead end. You know, the lowest written review is a 6-star, and I'm not going to read somebody who thinks this movie is 6 fucking stars.
Yeah, no.
There's no fucking
no
way.
Reason for that to happen.
Yeah.
This movie should not be 6 stars.
If the highest review from anyone was 6 stars and this somehow made it to like a 5 something, I'd say, okay. I'd say that makes sense, I guess. Some people might like it more than others, you know?
Yeah.
But for 6 to be the lowest that someone was willing to put words to?
No.
So with that, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, we'll move on to the better known as.
Are they, though?
Oh, God. It's really rough, yeah.
I know you. I knew you.
All right.
But you ain't you.
Here we go. We will start off with Gilberto Martinez Solares. No. He was the director of this movie. And pretty much nothing else you've ever heard of.
What? I saw El Asesinito.
Mujeres Infieles, La Negra Tomasa.
Wasn't going to touch that one.
Yeah. 3 Fiery Mexicans.
Would watch that one.
1986. I thought he had done it. Well, we are like... They were surprisingly making like Son of Santo movies into the 90s.
I mean, if people are paying money... I'll make the movie. That's the U-Bowl strategy, you know?
Yeah. He directed something in 1978 called De Cocula S. El Mariachi. That's how I'm pronouncing that, and I'll die on that hill. I mean, how else do you pronounce that?
It's definitely Cocula.
Yeah, De Cocula. Yeah, no, it's all Mexican movies. Satanico. Oh, Pandemonium. That's the where the name of Selma Hayek's character in From Dusk Till Dawn comes from.
Oh.
Anything else? El Rey del Acapulco. The World is Dead shows up a lot of times in the credits tonight. I think, you know, not a lot of like actors working on these movies at the time. A lot of Mexican movies.
I saw something about a werewolf that I'm not going to... 3.5 Musketeers! 3.5 Musketeers!
That little guy's got to be in this.
You tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
When we see that guy's credits, he's not in that as a Musketeer.
I do have it. We'll see.
Oh, Count of Monte Cristo, the 54 version?
1954, yeah, version of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, I gotta check that out.
Hot Rumba, 1952. All right, we're gonna move on because nobody's ever heard of these. Up next,
Resurrection. Girls Boarding School.
Santo and Son, starring Red Fox. I love it. Santo died in 1984. There he is without the mask.
I don't know what you're talking about. Santo is the mask.
That's true, yeah. He was in 53 movies. I'm pretty sure all of them. As Santo.
No, look. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, El Santo and Mascarado de Plata, yeah.
Okay.
Last one was in 1983, Chanak and the Son of Santo versus the Killer Vampires.
You know, fun fact, he died in the making of that movie when a prop gun went off and killed him before the end of film. and that's actually why, you know,
And it was ironic because his father, who was a martial arts master, also mysteriously died.
It just happened right before he died. I don't know. It just made me laugh.
Eric Stoltz was Mask. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of these movies sound fucking awesome. Santo vs. the She-Wolves.
I want that.
Yeah, yeah. Santo and Anonymous Death Threat.
Mystery of the Black Pearl.
Yeah. Santo and Blue Demon vs. Dr. Frankenstein. Santo vs. Dr. Death. Santo vs. Black Magic Woman.
Is the Revenge of the Crying Woman just, I Spit on Your Grave? It's that Mexican I Spit on Your Grave?
That's... The Mexican I Spit on Your Grave has got to be in the Urban Dictionary. 100%.
I don't want to look it up.
You know, in Portugal, it's just called breakfast.
I'm seeing some of these actually have sci-fi concepts, which means you know what I can do. I can make some people watch these.
You can, yeah. Coming soon to regrettable reviews.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple of really sciencey ones. The World of the Dead shows up a lot in the credits tonight. Santo and the Treasure of Montezuma. So we're not just getting revenge, we're getting treasure also. There you go. Santo versus the Martian Invasion. That's right up your alley. I'll warn you, it only has a 5.2 on here.
Which is less than all these.
It's not as good as this movie. Yeah.
That makes it better. Oh, that's the one.
And let's see. The first Santo movie was 1961, Santo vs. the Evil Brain. I want to see all of this, but I'm sure they all suck. Like,
how do we get to this 3.9 up here? And then it kept happening.
It's like one of the better titles, though. Santo vs. the Vampire Women. I want to see that. Yeah. Santo in the Hotel of Death.
Some of these have really cool names that make me think they're good.
For real. Anyway, moving on. Alejandro Moreno, Alex Brown, for those of us in the English-speaking world. Was that...
That's Blue Demon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Blue Demon.
I knew because it said NWA there.
Oh, yeah. He in the 90s, he wrestled as the Blue Demon. He had to have been fucking... He was in his 70s when he did that.
Holy shit!
He was 70 fucking 7 wrestling for the NWA.
Wow.
Holy shit. He also wrestled in the 80s, so he was wrestling into his 60s. WCW. Jesus. He was in, looks like, 31 movies. This has gone back to Spanish.
It just defaults. It just assumes that nobody who isn't Mexican has seen these films.
Or it's making a racist assumption about me. Just because I understand Spanish doesn't mean it's not racist.
The Champions 5 Superman. Probably not as cool as it sounds.
Yeah. Passport of the Dead. I want to fucking see that. Yeah. Hellish Spiders. Come on.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, El Demonio Azul. Blue Demon versus the Satanic Power. Fucking, these all sound awesome. All right, moving on. Ivan J. Rotto. He was Otto Halder in this movie. Santo's soon-to-be father-in-law. He was in stuff up until the 90s. The syndicated Tarzan from the 90s, Acapulco Heat from the 90s, another syndicated TV show. He's in Puppet Master 2 in 1990, Subspecies 1991. He is in Mac and Me in 1988. TJ brought this up in the comments before. He is in Mask in 1985.
I don't know Mask.
You've never seen Mask with Eric Stoltz?
No.
He plays this, it's like a true story. He plays this kid with like this fucked up face.
Maybe I have. No, yeah. No, I've seen the Mel Gibson Man Without a Face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on, there's got to be a picture of him. Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of like an elephant man type of thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I really just wanted to bring up that he's in Mask.
Yeah.
He shows up in Fantasy Island for an episode. That might be it as far as known stuff. Again, a lot of Mexican movies. He's in other Santo movies as well.
Oh, they have a storyline to keep going.
Playing different characters.
No, Otto. Oh, no, he's a different guy. Never mind. Yeah. That was this movie.
Yeah.
Yep, my bad.
It's kind of like a Toho situation where it's like all the same actors just playing different roles. And looks like his first role is 1957. We're not on the Blue Demon. Never mind. We did the Blue Demon already. Santanone.
Ooh, single name. I like
that. Yeah. Like Cher. Why did I save this person?
Is it the little person?
Oh, that's why. That's why I saved him.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm oh, pretty fantastic. Sure. Fantastic.
Tell me he's in oh, it.
Is it? Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
He's Waldo. That was his name.
Oh my god, if I don't see that, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
El Arabe. I wonder if that's the same wrestler. There was a TV series in the 80s. Snake People. He played a dwarf, believe it or not, in that. Dwarf Clown in Enigma de Muerte, Enigma of Death. All right, sounds awesome. El Satanico.
It's a dwarf in a Zorro movie.
Yeah. Santo versus the King of Crime. Tom Thumb. He's El Zorillo.
Different Musketeer movie.
Yeah. El Asesino. En Mascarado. The Masked Assassin. The Happy Musketeers. El Zorolito. Apestoso.
Stinky the Skunk.
Yeah.
No! He's not in it!
Yeah. Fuck. Damn.
3.5 Musketeers. You break my heart. I really wanted him to play D'Artagnan in 3.5 Musketeers.
Oh, shit. I just closed one. It doesn't really matter. Nobody's going to know anything that would have been on there anyway.
Yeah, like, it doesn't.
Gerardo Zepeda up next. I think I just saved people because, like, oh, they're all in, like, a lot of Santo movies. This is really pretty much... everybody. He's in Acapulco Heat also. So there must have been some kind of crossover there.
What's Trouble mean?
I have no idea, but it's Trouble. Oh, Black Tribe, I believe.
Okay.
Pana Pandieras.
Nope. I'm sorry. That's definitely prostitution. That word is definitely prostitution.
Pandieras?
No.
Prostitution.
No.
Prostitution, yeah. Prostitution and AIDS is what that is.
Oh, no.
Women of the street is what that translates
to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. It's kids, but for grown-ups.
Yeah. the Cisco Kid. I want to say there was a TNT like original movie.
Something about nachos.
I got to see the Hookers and AIDS movie. give it to me in English. Oh, it is in English.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, there's just no fucking summary. God damn it.
Really wanted to know the
There's
plot.
No rating either.
Nobody's seen it.
All right. Back to old George. I really don't think there's anything worth mentioning here. Highway Patrolman. Yeah, we're going to just move the fuck on. Although I am very surprised that nobody had a Super Sabato Gigante credit in all the ones I fucking went through. Fernando Rosales was in something called Dr. Tar's Torture Dungeon.
We have a button for that, I believe. Where'd it go? Shit.
Oh. It's a literal cum dungeon. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh,
he's only been in 4 things. You saved him for the torture dungeon,
the torture
cum
dungeon joke. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Carlos Suarez was in this movie. I'm not going through 129 credits. I saved
like
him.
More power to you, but like, yeah. I just don't care.
Exactly. I think just because he was in the later, it looks like Son of Santo movies. Nope, maybe not. There was
just that one.
Yeah, we're going to fucking just move on.
Burlesque. He was in something called Burlesque.
Yeah, not the one with Cher and Christina Aguilera.
Right. No.
I'm
embarrassing night. I could
read that. Yeah, more Santo movies. We're just going to end it right there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Oof, that was... Oh, hey, there's that shitty Cyclops.
They're freeing the Cyclops from his frozen...
And this guy, yeah, is just using, like, a propane torch that's disguised as a gun to make it look fancier. Like, why? He's melting ice.
Yeah.
It could just be a propane torch.
I love Frank Questain. Cholo Frankenstein. Frank Questain. Captain! Whoo!
Mmm.
I definitely watched some movies this week. What did I see in the theater? Oh, I saw Honey Don't.
Should I, or is it a...
Well...
Honey Don't.
I mean, there's scenes you're probably going to want to watch.
Okay.
I mean, it was an okay movie. It was kind of like a Tarantino kind of knockoff type of deal. There was a whole, like... subplot that just goes nowhere. But there are a couple scenes where Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza have lesbian sex.
Sure.
So yeah.
So I mean, for the sake of film, yeah. And you know,
yeah. Art. Yeah.
I need to consume this media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was all right. I went to a fucking late show Saturday night, I think. Yeah. There's not much out.
Mm. I'm trying to remember what I watched recently. What don't do you as well, sir?
Yeah. See, this is one of those scenes where the vampire was just at night. Now it's the daytime. El Hombre Lobo is lurking about.
With the worst fake teeth.
Yeah.
Also, they just look like fake vampire teeth. And what else have they done to make him into a wolf man?
He has bare feet.
Ah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, still a better wolf man than the wolf most man. Recent wolf yeah. man.
No, I 100% can back that.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure the vampire's ears are just wolf ears backwards.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Whereas the wolf man just has ears, normal ears. No yeah. wolf ears.
Yeah.
So they took the wolf ears and put them on the vampire to make his more... I see. Budgets.
I'm not sure if I'm going to crack open this second beer. Not a good sign for the show. I watched a movie last night that was pretty fucking good. Friendship with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd.
Oh.
It's fucking like...
Like bizarre comedy? Or?
Yeah. It is like... it is cringe... to the point where it makes like Steve Carell in The Office look like fucking like child's play.
That's Tim Robinson though.
Yeah,
that's his thing.
Yeah. It's all about like the weirdness and just like the like of like middle-aged people like guys like trying to make friends with other middle-aged guys basically.
Which is weird that Paul Rudd's in that, because wasn't he also in I Love You Man?
It's kind of like a darker version of I Love You Man basically. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally that's let's make friends with somebody. Yeah.
But it was really good. It's because it's Tim Robinson. It's so fucking like
over the top.
Yeah, cringy and fucking like, oh my god. But I enjoyed it. I was a hydrate. I earned that one. You know what? I am gonna crack the second beer. Fuck it.
I'm still plowing through the Marvel movies with my son.
Oh, nice. What are you up to?
We just did it. Infinity War.
All right.
We skipped ahead because he wanted specific characters. So the next one actually should have been Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to watch it just because it's next in line and I didn't hate it when I did see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just like, eh.
It doesn't add much to the universe except the character.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine, but I feel like that character also could have been added in part of another. Here's just what Marvel should do. Some of those characters should be in a single movie together being established.
Yeah.
Just to establish them.
Yeah.
So you can then use them later.
Exactly.
They don't need their own movies. There's three Ant-Mans.
Yeah.
The first one was fine.
Yeah.
I'm not excited to watch the next.
No, I'm pretty sure there is no next one after the bad reviewing of the third one.
The first one.
Oh.
I'm not excited to watch the next. And then there's a third.
I think I like the second one better than the first one.
Okay.
The third one is not great, though.
So, yeah. So we skipped Doctor Strange, Ant-Man and Wasp. and a few other random things to go to Infinity War because he wanted something that had Iron Man and Hulk and stuff like that.
What was his reaction to everybody dying?
He took it well. He was just like, what's happening? I said, they're dying. What? But they're the heroes. And he goes, yeah, but Thanos did the thing and like killed half the universe. So what does that mean? How many people did he kill? And I'm like, well, they talked about it. It's like trillions. He goes, is that like 60? And I was like, yeah, buddy, it's more than
60. Way more than 60.
but he's thinking just of like heroes he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, let's just go with 60. It's 60 of the heroes you can name dead. Because he doesn't care about people in buildings. Those blow up. And he's never had a concern. Sokovia Accords, what? Like, fuck Sokovia.
Yeah.
The heroes won. Who cares?
Yeah, they're all alive. All the people I care about are alive.
Yeah, all the people that matter are alive. No, all the people that matter are alive. Yeah. Yes. So that's why I settled on 60. So I can't wait. I've never seen Endgame or anything.
Oh, really?
From that point forward. I've only seen random ones.
Oh, and I will say, like, you'll love Thanos' list. That is also like our like umpteenth Schindler's List joke in the past like dozen episodes.
Again, TJ Lamb is here to supply us with terrible jokes.
Yeah. Endgame is the like in my entire life, I don't think I will ever have a fucking theater experience like I had for Endgame. Like it was fucking packed, like everybody was on the edge of their fucking seat. And, like, in the big, like, climactic moment, like, the entire theater just fucking went nuts. And, like, you'll never be in a packed theater ever again, probably.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and you won't have, like, anything building up that level of excitement anymore, I don't think.
No. Everything's the straight-to-streaming TV shows and stuff is where they put all the money and effort, really.
Yeah. You need to have a camera on you while you watch Endgame.
See, but I don't know how invested I am in those characters, you know? I never cared that much. So Endgame probably won't matter to me, just like Infinity War didn't matter to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Spider-Man died. He was a cool kid, but, like, you know, the actor was fine, and he did good as a Spider-Man for all the Spider-Mans that I've seen and know. But
these Spider-Men.
Spider-Men, yes. Yeah. But I just don't care. It would have hurt more if someone I cared about died. Like Captain America. Bucky died. Who fucking cares? Kill Captain America.
Yeah.
Maybe then I'd care. That was a Marvel movie that I actually enjoyed.
I do love the Captain America movies.
Yeah, all of those were the best.
Yeah. The Winter Soldier is fucking awesome.
Civil War.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably the best Avengers movie probably is Captain America Civil War.
And it's not even enough. It's the breaking up of the Avengers.
Yeah.
It's the end of the Avengers, which is when it should have just died. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
No, 75 more movies about characters you didn't ever know or care about. Mantis will probably have her own standalone movie or show at some point. Fucking bullshit.
Peacemaker came back this week, which is...
I haven't checked it out, but I think I would enjoy it.
It's really fucking fun. I'm sorry. That's gonna reach you. That's gonna reach you. It's the first season is just like really goofy and off the wall, but like it's also filthy. If you liked like the Danny McBride shows, like I think you'll like Peacemaker. Yeah.
Okay, I could dig it.
Yeah.
I don't know any Danny McBride shows other than
Righteous Gemstones.
I'm not even all the way up to
them. Oh, then check out Vice Principals too.
That's on my list to see. Yeah. And he started on something called like Eastbound and Down or something, right?
Yeah, that was great.
I didn't see that. But I like Danny McBride.
Yeah, yeah. When Santo shows up, it's amazing. like lean into the goofiness of the Cyclops, like that is straight out of a Power Rangers episode.
Yes. I mean, his hand is flopping because the prosthetics aren't good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gorn look better than this.
Yeah.
Deep cut for those of you who didn't watch TOS.
Oh, they did just show the Gorn in the Strange New World a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did they? I haven't seen Gorn. Strange New World yet.
Yeah, they look like... They look kind of like the werewolf crocodiles from Werewolves without the werewolf part.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they were like basically Trandoshans now.
I don't know, Trandoshans.
Star Wars.
Oh, who are they?
The lizard person that's on the executor next to Boba Fett.
Okay.
I didn't know if you'd know him by name. And he's wearing like an old pilot's outfit to try to look normal, but it's so small on him. It just looks like
a
goofy.
Weird lizard in a fucking
flight suit. Backstory for that stuff in Legends now is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like why he does that. Because people treat him terribly because he's, you know, a murderous lizard monster. So he wants to look more normal.
Yeah.
So he wears this space suit that's like seven sizes too small. Oh, God.
What else? I finished the book I was reading on like the whole Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien like fracas.
Oh, okay.
Just Jay Leno is a fucking piece of shit. Like,
yeah, you don't get to that level of success and not have people come along with you without being a piece of shit.
Yeah,
Conan
yeah.
has brought people up with him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Conan's the best person ever. Don't get me wrong.
But yeah. But I mean, like, if you read the book, though, they totally draw that, you know, not that specific contrast, but, like, you know, Conan is the person, like, who paid his people during the writer's strike, like, who paid his people, like, you know, after he got fired, like, from the Tonight Show. Like, he made sure they had a fucking severance package, like.
Right.
And like basically it's like Jay Leno just passively aggressively fucking just wormed his way back into the job. Like,
yeah.
And like there are arguments to be made like in the pro Jay Leno camp of like, yeah, it was like a business decision, but it wouldn't have come to that decision if Jay Leno didn't suck at his 10 o'clock show, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If he had retired when he said, I'm going to leave after leaving the Tonight Show, everything would have been fine, but he didn't leave, so what do you do now? Like, fucking, like, yeah. And then, like at the end, they were talking about, like, well, from his point of view, like, he thought of it as, like an inspirational movie. Like, you know, the old guy that gets put out to pasture, and then, like, management comes back and says they were wrong. Like, no, that's not the fucking story.
But they didn't come to him and say, please come back.
Yeah.
He came back to them and said, please take me back.
It's just, like, he's just a fucking worm of a fucking human.
Yeah.
And even like men, like he has no friends, he has no family, like all he does is this stupid fucking show and then like stand-up comedy shows, and like that's his entire fucking life.
It is like 800 cars.
Yeah. And like that's why he wouldn't go away, basically, because he has fucking nothing. Like,
yeah, he's got nothing else to do. Why would he retire?
Yeah but it was a fucking good read.
Holla.
Hey now,
Craig Ferguson was the last great late night host.
Yeah, and he was supposed to succeed David Letterman, but like he fucking got tired of all that shit before Letterman left. He was like, I'm not sticking around. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've just cleared the hour mark.
Hoo-ah!
We did it. This is going to be the shortest episode in a very long time.
We fucking did it. I wasn't sure, man. You know, because
this movie, there's not a lot to talk about in this movie.
I can only say I'm very happy that Santo and the Blue Demon are on opposite sides of this, because how boring would it be if none of the trained fighters were on the other side? Yeah. So you got people who kind of look like they know what they're doing.
It'd be just these two wrestlers beating up old men in fucking costumes.
In terrible makeup.
Yeah.
It's two Chads tear ass at a Comic-Con. That's it. And then get arrested.
Oh, God. I've always, like, fucking wanted to just, like, juggernaut my way down an aisle at a crowded comic convention. Like, once I get that point of frustration, just charge through and knock people over. I'll get frustrated enough to do it someday. Next week's movie, The Alligator People.
I don't know if that's a real movie. It sounds like it could be a real movie.
It'll save us the trouble. That's a different computer, motherfucker.
You could look it up there.
I could, yeah. God damn it. It'll save us the trouble of having to choose a movie. Oh, it is a real movie. Excellent.
It can't be as bad as like Llamageddon and stuff like that, you know?
Slaughterhouse.
Hey, Slaughterhouse had a high production value. That's it. That's all I'm saying. it was filmed well.
It looked
pretty
like
decent.
A movie.
Yeah, it looked pretty decent.
Should probably turn the keyboard on.
It helps. Yeah, we are, TJ. We are.
Holy
59.
Lord. All right.
They don't look like alligators.
Well, it doesn't have a watch movie option, so that could be an issue. Let's see.
Full-length movie, right on YouTube.
There we go.
Hour and 13 minutes. We could also watch this and still be done on time for the show.
We could.
You know, the 50s had something going for them.
What we should do? We should say, we're going to watch this movie, and then we'll bail at the last minute. So Nick has to watch this movie. It's
fucking just Nick has to talk about this movie.
I am willing to subject myself to the torture. How bad could it be?
It can't be that bad.
All right, TJ. Challenge accepted.
It's Lon Chaney Jr.
All right. Yeah, there's no fucking way I'm going to remember this, but all right. I guess.
Oh, the Wolf Man's free with ads.
The alligator people.
The alligator people.
Yeah.
What else we got going on tomorrow is Regrettable Reviews.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
The Abyss.
Ooh.
Which I just rewatched.
I was thinking about doing that for us, and then like I was
don't.
Yeah.
Just because I bet you if you've seen it, you're suffering from the same problem I was.
Nostalgia?
Well, no, it's not even a bad movie. It's just it's not really a sci-fi.
Yeah.
And there's not really a monster. There is sci-fi. And
yeah.
There is a quote unquote monster, but
not until the very, very end of the movie. The 3-hour movie.
My wife has never seen it, so I was explaining to her. It shows up in the first 5 minutes, then doesn't show up for 30 minutes, then it's on screen twice, then it doesn't show up for 30 minutes, then it doesn't show up for the last hour until the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Without those elements, the same movie could still have happened. The absolute same movie could still have happened as just an underwater thriller.
Mm-hmm.
With everything else that happened, had nothing to do with those things.
We have
things.
To rescue this research vessel before it goes off the fucking cliff. Boom, that's a movie
done.
Right there. Yeah.
There's the movie. So that's you get to see my hot take on that.
I was trying to get Nick to watch Deep Star 6 a couple weeks ago, and he didn't want to.
I haven't seen that one, I don't think.
It's like came out the same year as like The Abyss and Leviathan. It's also like an underwater like horror movie.
What happened to those? We don't get that often anymore.
Yeah.
There was Underwater, which I haven't seen.
I remember getting bored with it, although like we could give it another shot for the show at some point. But yeah, like give me like a creepy fucking underwater like yeah.
It's built for it, you know? Like even Sphere was a really fun underwater. The tension of I cannot escape is so fun.
Throwing like a Cthulhu or some other creepy god or something. Like,
right.
Hell yeah. All right. We'll throw some plugs at you. We'll throw some words of wisdom your way. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Because we got to watch the alligator people.
Woohoo.
You can check us out in like 2 weeks at the Dark Forest Oddities. I should get on mic for this part. At the Dark Forest Oddities Expo. That is in Peabody, Massachusetts, which is both Boston and Salem adjacent. That's going to be a fun weekend. You can come out, check out the show. There's going to be a lot of cool vendors there. I was looking at some of the stuff they were posting. Come check us out at the show, then head over to Salem. It's the start of spooky season, so it's going to be, I'm pretty sure they'll have cool shit going on there. Or if you're more of an urbanite, head over to Boston. Get a good dinner, see some sights or whatever. Again, that's Saturday, September 6th. It's at the Peabody Marriott. We'll be there all day. And then October 25th, you can find us at the Hexpo. That is the Halloween Cannabis Expo at Seekonk, Massachusetts.
there's like all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. There's like a huge costume contest. I saw some of the after party stuff they were posting today. Like, that is going to be a fun show to do. So come check us out there October 25th. You can look up more info on both of those. On Instagram, I believe Dark Forest Oddities is DFO Expo, and the Hexpo is just at the Hexpo. I think that's it for the rest of the year for us, possibly. Unless we have, like, events at the place we have events for holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll find out more about that. Speaking of which, if you're feeling a little thirsty, you should head over to thebullandbee.com. You can use code MONSTERMEAD.
MONSTERMEAD.
Here it comes.
You have to click on the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Over one more.
One more. We're fucking...
No, no. Up. Oh, no. No. Click the eyeball thing.
There it is.
That.
All right. You can use code MONSTERMEAD for $5 off your online order of some fine, fine, delicious mead. This is Nick's part of the plugs. I don't remember what the fuck we do there.
Head over to our website at www.bigdumbmonsters.com. You can email us if you have movie suggestions, beers to drink, just want to send us ideas for the show, want to send us hate mail. You can hit us up at bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com.
Yeah.
He says other things.
He does say other things. We have a new Facebook page. I think I mentioned that before.
I'm not calling the Linktree, though, right?
Yes, I did update that. You can get that at our Linktree, which is at linktr.ee/bigdumbmonsters. Or you can get it at linktr.ee/eclecticcultmedia. You can get to the other network shows from there. You should check out our Instagram page. Hopefully this has been streaming on Instagram the whole time as well. Fingers crossed. We shall see. You can check us out on Instagram at big_dumb_monsters. We are on Threads as well at that same address. If you are listening to the audio only version of this show, you are truly missing out on the fun we're having in the comments. Basically people just telling us to drink and how much we suck. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
A lot of dick jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Thunder penis jokes to be specific.
That's a dick.
Yeah. You should check out the live show when it streams every Monday night at 7:45. That is both on Twitch and YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters, and hopefully we'll be streaming on Instagram going forward too. You should check out our merch store at tpublic.com. You can just search for the Big Dumb Monster store when you get there. That's all we got.
Sometimes we're on Steam.
That's the thing Nick says.
I remember that afterwards. Yeah. But I don't remember what the Steam handle is.
Probably Big Dumb Monsters.
I think it's at Big Dumb Monsters, or just Big Dumb Monsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows?
I don't use our Steam account.
Same here. I barely use my Steam account.
Oh, I've been trying to work through my backlog. You know.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think there's anything else.
I got nothing. Yeah. Well, we have words of wisdom, and then we're going to get the fuck out.
Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.